نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. وعن ابي بكر نفيع ابن الحارث الثقفي رضي الله عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اذا التقى المسلمان بسيفهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. قلت: يا رسول الله، هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول؟ قال: انه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. نفي بن حارث رضي الله عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said: when two Muslims attack each other with their swords, the killer and the one who is killed shall both be in the hellfire. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, it is understood that the killer will be in the hellfire, for he is the one who killed. But why should the one who is killed also be punished? He replied, he had full intention of killing the other one, but he was defeated. He will therefore be punished on his intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when two Muslims attack each other with their swords, the killer and the one who is killed shall both be in the hellfire. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, it is understood that the killer will be in the hellfire, but why should the one who is killed also be punished? He replied, he had full intention of killing the other one, but he was defeated. He will therefore be punished on his intention. وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك، فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله تبارك وتعالى عنده حسنة كاملة، وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة، وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله تعالى عنده حسنة كاملة، وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة. Very important hadith. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded the good and evil deeds. He then explained them as follows: whoever intends doing a good deed but does not carry it out, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala records it as a complete good deed. But if he intends doing a good deed and carries it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as 10 good deeds to 700 good deeds. And even more, whoever intends doing an evil deed but does not carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as a good deed. But if he intends doing an evil deed and carries it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as one evil deed only. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded the good and evil deeds. He then explained them as follows: whoever intends doing a good deed but does not carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record it as a complete good deed. But if he intends doing a good deed and carries it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as 10 good deeds to 700 good deeds. And even more, whoever intends doing an evil deed but does not carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as a good deed. But if he intends doing an evil deed and carries it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as one evil deed only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to have good intentions. You know, my dear brothers, this ummah is given only 60 to 70 years of an average life. Very short life this ummah has been given. But the fadl of Allah on this ummah is more than any ummah came before. This is the fadl of Allah. A person intending for an evil deed does not carry it out, Allah writes down a good deed. He is intending for evil deed. I'm going to commit a sin, but he does not do it, Allah writes down a good deed. Allah. So my dear brothers, the fadl of Allah is upon us. So, and that fadl of Allah is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kept on asking Allah, he kept on asking Allah. He asked for one good deed, you get 10 good deeds, that's for all the ummah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah for more. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah Akbar. If you sow a seed into the ground and grows into a plant and then a tree, and how many fruits comes out of it? فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Seven seeds, each seed has 100 seeds into it. So one good deed multiplied by 700 good deeds. Allah. And then even that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, it's not enough. I want more for my ummah. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who will have patience in their life, their reward will be unlimited. There's no limit. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. No limit for this. So my dear brothers, Allah is ready to give. We need to take. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
First hadith,